Okay, we'll get started on the last session.
好, 我们现在开始最后的一段。
Okay, now, yeah, the Hebrew, it does say that the word is shemona, which shemone is actually the Hebrew word for eight, and shemona becomes the adjective. So really it looks like eight, he's 8 years old.
好, 在这个希伯来文的圣经里面很明显的讲说, 这个约雅金是在八岁的时候登基, 好, 但是 不知道为什么有一些人在翻译的时候把它翻成18岁。
Okay, and most, and in fact, I think all of the English translations tend to agree with that.
所以所有的美英语的这个圣经呢，都是很正确的翻成八岁。
One reason the translators might have changed it was because they don't believe that this 8-year-old kid can do evil. It's too young.
那为什么会有人把别的文种的这个翻译会把它翻成18岁呢？是因为可能翻译的人根本不敢相信一个8岁的孩童可以做所谓的邪恶的事。So
they changed it to 18.
所以他就自己自动把它翻成18岁，因为希伯来文不是那么清楚8跟18的差别。
Okay, but remember, there is a difference between thinking evil and doing evil.
但是我们要记得，就是所有的所谓思维上的
And you have to remember that most young children, if they become a king or a queen, and that happens quite a lot in history, they're not the ones making the decisions. They have other people making decisions for them until they get to the age where they're ready to rule completely with their own authority.
因为在很多的历史上，你都可以看到很多国家，他们如果有一个国王很年轻的时候就当了国王，就登基了。他其实这个国王并不是真正下决定的那个人，而是在旁边辅佐他的人在帮他下决定。So
until that time where they become mature enough and that they've been taught enough things to be able to make their own decisions and to rule authoritatively, they're really just like puppets.
而所以这些年幼的国王呢，他们在他们成长到足够的年龄，真正开始可以下决定前，他们其实就好像只是一个布偶被人操作、操弄着。Yeah,
and we had an example of another puppet, somebody else who I've mentioned just recently. I'll just show you this picture here because this might remind you of somebody else who I've discussed as a puppet. It's not old enough really to think for themselves. Greta Thunberg.
这一位我们前面上课时候有提到的这个女孩，就是在讲这个环为环保发言的这个女孩，她也有很大的可能，她已经在被人家操作为一个布偶。
She was like established as the queen upon the throne of environmentalism.
她好像呢，就是被 登上了这个所谓的环保战士的王位的一个皇后一样。Okay,
and she became very influential in her voice, but really they weren't her ideas. You know, she was having to be fed these ideas.
所以她现在变成是一个非常有影响力的人，但是她自己那么年幼，不见得有这么完整和这么多的想法，所以一定是有一些大人利用她的形象，然后把很多的想法
Okay, and I don't know how old she was. Really, it was last year and the year before she had quite a big influence. Maybe 14, 15? She's like sort of mid-teens. So she, at that age, she is starting to think for herself. But still, you know, a lot of her ideas, she's been told what to do and how to do things.
她现在大概14, 15岁吧。 所以以这样一个年龄，其实他在已经有好几年，他就都之前他就已经开始非常具有影响力，所以他很显然的是被很多大人提供了他非常多的一些讯息跟想法。Okay,
but at 8 years old, really, you know, that's just too young. He's this young king. He's not thinking for himself. He's just doing. He's doing evil, but according to what he's being told.
而这个年轻的8岁的约雅敬登上 国王的位置的时候，他做了非常多邪恶的事的话，那很显然的是他旁边的人让他这样做。So
that's why I think, you know, I'm sort of speculating, but it seems to be the logical conclusion. That's why the Bible says he's doing evil, but the Bible does not say he's thinking evil.
所以呢，在这个圣经上说，这位年轻的国王他在做邪恶的事，而没有说他是思维上的邪恶。
What happened was he reigned for 3 months and then he was taken back to Babylon as a hostage, really.
在这个圣经上也讲说他做了三个多月的这个王就被巴比伦人带去了巴比伦。
And then Zedekiah, he is actually going to be the third son of King Josiah at the top here. Okay, so he's going to become the new king. He's still in the royal family. He's the third son of King Josiah over here. Yeah, he's the third son.
So he's like an uncle of the...
That's right. He's the uncle of Jehoiachin, the little kid that he's just taking over from.
好，那当这个约雅金被带去这个巴比伦呢，他们新的国王呢是西底家。西底家是约西亚的第三个儿子。
Okay, so it's a really strange order of kings you have here. Now, the order of the kings over the last, it's only really 20 years, or maybe 15 years. It's a really strange order.
所以在这15年间呢，你看到这些国王的起与落的这个次序是非常的混乱的。
Okay, we'll just run through it again so you can see it. So you have King Josiah. Remember, he was a good king, but he died in battle against the Egyptians.
好，所以我们现在回头看一下，就第一个，在这个期间的第一个是约西亚，他是个好国王，但是他却在跟埃及的打仗中丧生。
And you're going to have his son, Jehoahaz. So after Josiah died, Jehoahaz is the fourth son, and he's going to take the throne for 3 months.
好，然后呢？约西亚的第四个儿子约哈斯，好，成为第二个国王。
He's going to be taken away by Pharaoh Necho, and then the second son of Josiah is now on the throne, Jehoiakim.
然后他被这个埃及的法老给带走之后，由约雅敬来成为下一个王。
Because Jehoiakim is pro Egypt.
因为约雅敬是非常支持。埃及的。
Okay, now during his reign, Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon is going to come down, and that's where he's going to take away Daniel and his three friends, and he's going to ask for tribute. He's going to demand tribute.
然后在这个约雅敬在当王的时候呢，尼布甲尼撒来第一次攻打耶路撒冷，然后他们打输了，所以约雅敬必须要去交这个贡金。
Okay, and at some stage he's going to refuse to pay the tribute, and despite the warnings from Jeremiah, he doesn't pay. So Jeremiah warns him, you don't want to upset the king of Babylon.
然后呢，约雅敬因为不后来就不想交这个贡金了。然后耶利米呢，有特别去跟约雅敬这个国王说，你不能够停止交，你一定要交，否则会让这个尼布甲尼撒王会很生气。
Okay, but the king doesn't listen to Jeremiah, and then when Nebuchadnezzar comes back, Jehoiakim is going to lose his life.
约雅敬还是不听，所以后来尼布甲尼撒就回来，所以就会把约雅敬给杀死，然后丢到城墙外。
And his place is going to be the son. His son will be put on the throne, the 8-year-old boy.
然后之后呢，就由八岁的约雅金，他的也就是约雅敬的儿子，八岁的儿子来担任国王。
And he's only there for 3 months before he gets taken back to Babylon.
然后他当了三个月的王之后，就被这个带去巴比伦当作俘虏。
And I think what happened here in the meantime actually is that Nebuchadnezzar had come back to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem, after he put Jehoiachin on the throne, he went to Egypt. They had a campaign against Egypt. They were trying to fight Egypt down in Egypt. He went down.
所以这个期间，约雅敬跟约雅金好的这个期间，其实是尼布甲尼撒呢，他来到耶路撒冷，然后把约雅敬杀死，然后让约雅敬当王的过程中呢，其实尼布甲尼撒也去了埃及打仗。
Okay, and actually, I think he had problems down in Egypt, so he was unsuccessful in beating the Pharaoh in Egypt. So he came back, and that would have taken about 3 months.
所以呢，这个时候呢，就是尼布甲尼撒呢去打埃及的时候，差不多花了三个月的时间，也就是那三个月的时候是约雅金在当王的时候。所以当尼布甲尼撒没有成功的把埃及打下来，他就回来耶路撒冷的时候，就是刚好约雅金已经当王三个月。
Okay, and then after he came back to Jerusalem after 3 months, he assessed the situation and he said, well, this isn't good. I'm going to take the boy back as a hostage and we'll put Zedekiah on the throne.
那当然呢，这个尼布甲尼撒回到这个耶路撒冷，看见约雅金并没有做一个对的王的情况下，就觉得应该把他带走，所以就把西底家放上了这个王位。
And Zedekiah would probably deceive the king. Say, okay, I promise I'll pay tribute to you. Just, you know, you can put me on the throne.
那可能是西底家呢，他就欺骗尼布甲尼撒说，我一定会付这些贡金，所以才会得到他才能够得到这个王位的。
Okay, now remember Zedekiah, he's going to be the third son of Josiah.
而西底家别忘了，他是约西亚的第三个儿子。
Okay, so in order of the offspring of Josiah, you had the first is going to be the fourth son, then the second son, then the grandson, and then the third son on the throne. Don't want that? Okay. Okay, but anyway, later on Zedekiah, he's going to renege. And renege means to stop paying. You know, he made the promise to pay the tribute, but he's going to stop paying the tribute, just like Jehoiakim did.
而西底家呢，当了王以后呢，他当初这个跟尼布甲尼撒承诺要付的贡金，到后来他也不想付。
Okay, and Nebuchadnezzar is going to come back one last time. He's going to destroy Jerusalem.
所以呢，这时候呢，尼布甲尼撒第三次决定要进攻耶路撒冷。
And at that time, Zedekiah is actually trying to run away, but they catch him.
那西底家在这个时候呢，他想要逃跑，但是被抓到了。
Okay, and then remember the story where his sons are brought before him, and his sons are killed, and then Zedekiah's eyes are poked out, so he can never see again.
那故事就是呢，西底家的儿子先被杀，然后呢，才把西底家给抓到，然后先把西底家的眼睛给弄瞎了。
Okay, and then he's taken back as a slave to Babylon.
然后他被尼布甲尼撒当作这个人质啊，带去了巴比伦。
And just to give you an idea of the trip to Babylon, see this is a map of the area here. Babylon is about 1500, see nearly 1500 kilometers from Jerusalem to Babylon.
你从这张图上你可以看到哈，巴比伦离那个耶路撒冷有1500公里之远。
And the time takes to do this trip is about 4 months.
这样的一条路1500公里要走的话要花4个月在那个时候。
And they have to walk the whole way.
而且一路都要用走的。
If you're the king or the king's soldiers, obviously you'd be on horses or camels, but if you're a slave, they're not going to give you horses.
你如果是国王或将军，你可能可以在骆驼或马上坐着，可是你是个奴隶，你绝对不会有马和骆驼可以坐。
When they were taking slaves away from Jerusalem, especially at the second and the third time, there were thousands of slaves at a time.
那在这个第二次或第三次，巴比伦人来攻打耶路撒冷的时候呢，他们都带走好几千个奴隶。
Now, of course, they're going to have to walk. They're not going to be able to put them on horses or camels.
而这些奴隶都是一路要用走的。
Okay, and many of them would have died along the way.
所以在这个走四个月的路上，很多奴隶就死了。
Okay, and this is the trip they took. They had to go up the coast, and then what they would do once they got to about the Euphrates River, they would follow the river down, back down to Babylon.
他们的走法哈，都是先往北走，再顺着幼发拉底河啊，往巴比伦走。
Yeah, and they had to take the trip the long way because this is all desert in the middle, so you can't just go straight across the desert. You die. There's no water.
所以你看哈，为什么他们要走比较远的路呢？因为呢，如果直接从耶路撒冷到巴比伦的话，中间全部都是沙漠，所以他在沙漠中更会死掉。所以因此他们要顺着河流来走。
So again, yeah, a lot of people that went on these, we call them like deportations, when they were taken away in slavery, they wouldn't survive the trip.
但是在这样子的一个遣送出城的这种过程中，哈，都是很多的奴隶都会死掉。
Yeah. Now, one thing we have to realize is that Nebuchadnezzar was not really anti-Semitic.He wasn't really against the Jews. The reason for taking Jerusalem was not because he was against the Jews.
我们要记得哈，尼布甲尼撒他并不是反犹太人的人哦，他并不是有反犹太主义的人。
His reason for attacking Jerusalem was purely economic.
他要带这些犹太人去 巴比伦，完全是因为经济性的一个考虑。
Yeah, he wasn't like the anti-Semitic people say, I hate the Jews and you know, I'm going to destroy them and we have to get rid of Israel.
他并不是因为说、哦、我痛恨犹太人啊，所以我要杀死这些、我要欺负这些犹太人，我要那个让这些犹太这个民族死掉，他完全不是这个意思。
Yeah, but for economic reasons. So, for example, getting the tribute, lots of gold from the kings, you know, that was going to help his economy. And when these slaves went back as well, he was going to use them in his kingdom as part of the workforce.
他进攻这个耶路撒冷是因为耶路撒冷有非常多的金子、金银财宝，所以可以对他们的经济有帮助。那他带这些奴隶呢？奴隶将来回到巴比伦就会变成他们的工人，就会有劳力上面的需这个。
And very quickly, he's going to realize that these Jewish people are very talented.
而且呢，很快的呢，这个尼布甲尼撒也会发现这些犹太人是非常非常有恩赐、有才干的。
And he's going to realize that God does bless the Jews.
所以他就会了解说，其实神真的是有在祝福犹太人。
And so many Jews actually prospered under the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon.So they actually prospered. They went into slaves, but after a while they started to prosper.
而这些犹太人呢，到了这个巴比伦呢，这些很有才干的犹太人，其实也被重用，而变成非常富足。
This has happened all through history. Any community or any nation that welcomes in the Jews, they're really blessed.
这个发生在历史上很多时候哦，你都发现那些任何国度哦，他如果是非常尊重犹太人的，这个国家就会得到祝福。
If you have a look at the list of Nobel Prize winners over the last 100 years or so, you know, the Jewish people who actually make up a small part of the world's population make up a huge part of that list.
你如果仔细注意啊，在这个诺贝尔奖的这个过去100年来的得奖名单呢，其实有非常大的比例的人呢是犹太人。虽然犹太的民族人数实在是占世界人口非常小的一个部分。
And you know, whether it's for literature or art or for economics, for business, government, ruling, whatever, science, especially science, the Jews are in that list.
不论是从文学好到这个经济好到就是从人文到甚至科学好各种名单这个诺贝尔奖名单里面都有很多的犹太人。
Okay, but again, you know, Satan's always trying to destroy the Jews, so he will use his propaganda to twist everything around and say the Jews are trying to take over the world, for example, we need to get rid of them.
而撒旦呢，为了要把犹太人给灭绝，所以他会用各种的这个宣传手法来讲说，啊，犹太人呢是很危险的，千万不要让他们越来越大。
What I'll do now, just in the last 10 minutes or so, just because I really want to finish off this being on the right side of history,
那我们现在还有十多分钟，我们要赶快再回到这个 PPT 来谈，要怎么样站在历史对的一边。
I'll just give you a couple of examples that we can apply in modern history.
那我们现在先来讲几个现代的这个案例。
Okay, and one thing that puts you on the wrong side of history is Christian activism. It's another part of evil we need to avoid.
另外一个很邪恶的事情，我们要非常小心。就是基督徒的行动派。
Yeah, like activism, we saw activism as the example of people that are always protesting to change the environment, to change the government rules, for example.
因为这个行动主义，哈，行动主义者，他们一般来讲都不论用在哪一个方向，他都是常常是会去做抗议行为。
Yeah, there's always a right way of doing things, of course.
当然所有事情要做都会有对的方式来做。
And as the colonel would teach, he said, you could be doing the right thing, but in a wrong way.
上校牧师讲说，你可以做一件事对的事，但却用了错的方法。
And you have to remember that God controls history.
你要记得神是控制历史的。
Yeah, I just put this statement up here. As Christians, we must rise above the social and political issues of the day. We don't get involved in social issues and politics. Don't let them concern you.
那这一句话摆在荧幕上的呢，是 Tim 给我们的一个很重要的一句话哈。他说，作为一个基督徒，我们必须站在社会与政治的所有议题之上，也就是我们的眼光要高于 这些社会与政治的这种一些问题之上，我们每一天都要做这样的一个基督徒。
Okay, and that includes trying to change governments. Now, we don't try to change governments either. Some people get involved in rebelling against their government to change governments. That's not part of the Christian life.
所以在这个这些议题之上的意思呢，是说我们的眼光或胸襟都要比较大，所以我们甚至呢也不能够去改变一个政府，因为我们要超越这些议题。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, our battles are not against the things of this world. It's not against the governments, it's not against the leaders, it's not against the people of this world.
以弗所书第六章提到
yeah, Paul says, our battle or our fights, our fighting is not against the things or the people of this world. We're fighting a spiritual battle.
我们的战场，我们的战争不是跟这个世界而战，我们是要跟属灵而战。
Yeah, we're fighting against higher powers, and he means the angels, the angelic conflict.
所以我们真正的战争的对象是那些堕落的天使。
Yeah, these issues, like for example, these Christians are praying to end abortion, that's just a side issue that these people are getting distracted by.
哦，所以像你看这些在谈这个什么堕胎啊，什么什么的这些抗议行为啊，这些基督徒所谈的事情都是现在这个属世的一些事情。那我们应该是要超越这些事情。
Okay, see, a lot of people say that abortion is murder. You're murdering this baby, this lovely child in the womb.
有些人在讲说这个堕胎是一个谋杀的行为，你等于谋杀了一个在肚子里的孩子。
Well, actually, they're wrong about that because there's no human life in the womb. There's biological life, but there's no soul life in the womb.
但是呢，其实这是错的，因为这个婴儿胎儿在肚子里的时候，他其实还不算真正有魂，是当他出生的那一刻，他才有魂。
And if you're not sure about this subject, because it is a very sensitive subject, you can look at the book on the website, and it's called The Origins of Human Life. It's on the ChinaGraceMission.com website.
在那个ChinaGrace Mission 这个网站上面呢，有一个文章，因为这个议题有关堕胎议题是非常非常敏感的哈，所以大家如果想要更深刻的了解的话，可以上到这个网络上去看一部书，叫做
Origin of Human Life，
就是人类生命的起源。
Okay, and so that will explain that there's no soul life in the womb.
那这个里面呢，有很详细的讲到说，其实这个魂，人的魂，在胎儿上还没有出现。
And actually, the Kernel would always teach that abortion is an issue between the woman, the mother of the child, and God, of course, and her doctor, and that's it. You know, other people should not be involved.
萨教牧师呢，他在这整个这本书里面很清楚的讲说，是否堕胎，这个决定是在母亲、神与医师之间的一个关系，其他人都不应该有所意见。
Okay, well, yeah, we would never say that abortion is right, but it's not something that we protest about.
我们并不是说堕胎是对的，我们也不是说堕胎是错的，就这个事情不是我们在这边要来去做抗议行为的。
Okay, and sometimes these protesters, they get very violent as well. Even the Christians can sometimes turn to violence because they feel they believe so strongly in their idea.
那有很多基督徒对这一个堕胎的这个议题非常非常的重视，造成甚至这种抗议都会进入一种暴力的状态。
And that does not look good for the church.
这并不会对我们的教会有任何好处。
Okay, another issue here is protesting, Christians protesting against homosexuality.
那另外一种这个基督徒的一个抗议行为是在于要抗议这些同性恋的事情。
Now, this photo is quite interesting. It's this one I picked up off the internet. In some regards, what they're doing is okay. It's God's plan to go out and to tell people about God and about Jesus Christ. So, you know, these people are like John the Baptist did it, and many other Christians, you know, they go out, Jonah, for example, he was going out and saying, repent and turn to God.
其实这张照片还蛮有趣的，就是说这些人他们其实是要告诉人大社会大众说，你们应该回转向神， 好，然后能够悔改，然后所以这个照片本来是一个算是 gospel，
yeah，
也是一个福音性的一个活动。
Okay, but the problem is these people are not making an issue of the gospel, they're making an issue of sin.
但是呢，这些人却在这个抗议这个活动中呢，并没有去把这个神的福音传递，他却是在谈的是什么是罪。
Now, just based on these signs that they have, you know, they have these signs here, there's only one sign which I would say is legitimate to go out and present to the unbeliever. And that's this sign here. See, are you a fool? A fool says in his heart there's no God. This is the sign that they could use in evangelism. But all of these other ones are making an issue about sin, and especially gay sin. We don't make an issue about sin.
你看这些人哈，出来游行啊，他们的这些拿的标语，大概目前看起来只有左边的那一块比较算是跟福音有关，其他的都不是所谓神要我们传递的福音，反而都是在谈什么是罪。
Why not make an issue about people getting angry? You know, anger is a sin as well.
那如果你所提议的事情都会造成别人的生气。那这样的话不就也是让人犯罪了吗？
Yeah, if people are going to be gay, that's their choice, I guess. Now, of course, that's a sin. But being gay does not stop you getting to heaven.
当然，尤其我忘记讲，就是生气就是一个罪，所以你的这些标语让那些同性恋者生气，那他们明明是否选择成为同性恋，这是他的个人的选择，是他的自由意志的选择。而且是否成为同性恋，也不会让他们不能去天堂哦。
Remember, no sin is mentioned at the Great White Throne Judgment.
不要忘记，在大白宝座前的审判是与罪无关。
All sins were punished on the cross.
因为所有的罪都在十字架上被惩罚完毕了。
Except the sin, of course, of rejecting Jesus Christ. That's the one sin that God cannot punish Jesus for.
只有一个罪是神不能够由耶稣来代替我们承担，就是那个罪，就是你拒绝了耶稣基督。
Okay, so yeah, really, what these people should be just doing is saying, if you want to get to heaven, believe in Jesus Christ, or, you know, turn to Jesus for salvation or something. They shouldn't have all these signs about gay sex and sin and stuff like that.
所以呢，这些人要游行，应该就在谈的是，请转向耶稣，相信耶稣，你就能到天堂。其他的这些谈罪的事情都没有意义。
And this is interesting. Well, see, these gay people, now they're protesting as well, and they're saying they're on the right side of history. 100 years of LGBTQ activism. So this is the opposite.
然后这是一个刚好相反的一个游行啊，是那些同性恋者啊，他们说他们要大家站在历史对的一边，是接受他们同性恋。
Yeah, I don't know. This could actually be a guy. It could be what we call a drag queen, is a guy dressed up in woman's clothes.
而这个中间这个女的，可能应该是一个同性恋，就是一个男性穿着女性的衣服。
Okay, or maybe it is a woman. She could be a lesbian. But either way, she's protesting.
但是不管怎样，这群人他们都在抗议。
But see, they're using this phrase as well. We're on the right side of history because we've been successful. We've promoted our agenda. We've promoted our cause.
反正他们认为他们是站在历史的对的一边，他们在为对的事情在做宣传。
And see, nowadays, after 100 years of activism, which would really mean 100 years of protesting and pushing the cause, now we have gay marriage and now we're accepted in society.
所以他下面那句红色的字，他说是有100年来的这种行动主义，对同性恋的行动，他们中等于是说继续让更多人站在同性恋，认同同性恋的这一边，这应该是属于历史对的一边。
Okay, but not everybody does accept them. Of course, you know, God does not accept the sin, but as people, as human beings, God loves these people, and we should too.
那当然，神是不会同意罪的行为，但是神是爱人的，所以因此，即使神都要爱这些犯罪的人，我们是不是也应该 爱这些人。
And we don't make an issue about their sins. If you have a chance to talk to these people about the gospel, you don't have to talk about how they identify sexually.
所以当我们跟这些人，这些同性恋者在谈一些事的时候，你要给他的福音，绝对不需要去谈他们的罪。
And if they should say to you, well, I want to go to heaven, but I'm gay, so I can't go to heaven, you just tell them that's not an issue.
如果这些人告诉你说，哦，我好想去天堂，但是因为我是同性恋，所以我不能去天堂，你要告诉他，这个根本没有问题，是不是同性恋都是可以上天堂。
Yeah, just, you know, the issue is, do you believe that Christ took the punishment for your sins?
所以是问题的是，你有没有接受耶稣基督，他可以接他承接了你所有的罪，他代替你接受了所有罪的惩罚。
Okay, and then we just have one last example. I mentioned this guy not long ago. He's a football player, and he was quoting 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, which talks about that homosexuals cannot inherit the kingdom of God, actually.
这位足球选手呢，他以这个哥林多前书的六章第九节到第十节来说。
Most people understand that to mean that it mentions a list of sins, and it says if you do these sins, including homosexuality, you cannot go to heaven. That's the way they understand it.
Oh, 就是这 ，so he had that thinking.
That's right, yeah.
好，他就像很多人误以为说神所提到的罪。只要包括这个同性恋，只要有罪就无法接受神的国，所以这位足球选手他也以为这样。
Yeah, and he was a very famous guy, so he probably thought I can use my fame to, you know, to show the Bible, to reveal the Bible.
因为这位足球选手是个非常有名的人物，所以他以为他可以用他的角色来告诉全世界的人说不可犯罪。
His big problem was he doesn't really understand the passage properly, so he didn't present it properly, and a lot of people turned against him.
那因为他对于这个圣经的了解是不够的，所以他这样引用圣经呢，其实让很多人呢变成对他非常的反感。
Yeah, he was sort of presenting this as that if you're gay, but he did mention other sins as well, you can't go to heaven. But that's not true.
所以他呢，其实在引用这个圣经呢，是在讲说你不可以作为同性恋，因为他的意思想要讲的是同性恋没有办法享受神的国。
对。
但其实这不是真的。
That passage is actually saying if you have these sins and it includes things like anger and drunkenness as well, then you can't get the rewards in heaven. That you don't get the inheritance of the kingdom of God.
这一段哥林多前书的第六章。九到十节其实在讲的是各种罪，包括生气，包括饮酒。好，你若犯了任何的这些罪，你在神的国将无法得到奖赏。
So he didn't present that clearly.
所以他没有讲清楚。
But what was interesting was that all the gays and the lesbians got really angry, but the drunks didn't get angry. Yeah, they didn't complain about it.
所以当这位足球选手、足球明星跟大家讲这样的话的时候，那些同性恋者非常的生气，但是那些喝酒生气或者是生气的人，就是犯这些其他罪的人却没有发现他们自己也是犯罪者。
Yeah. And I think in this passage it mentions about prostitutes or people that go to visit prostitutes and they didn't get angry either.
然后这一段经文其实是在讲的是那些去找妓女的那些人所犯的这种奸淫的罪。结果他因为引用不当，所以那些犯奸淫罪的人也没有为这个事情被提醒到。
Talk about prostitutes or thieves, people that are the criminals.
这边还有这些哥林多前书这一段经文还讲到这些小偷，那就他也没有用来警告那些小偷啊，他就只讲了同性恋。
Yeah, so that's quite a funny situation, but anyway, he needs to understand the Bible verse, and then he can go out in public and say, "This is what the Bible is saying."
所以呢，这整个事情就变得很好笑，因为他对圣经的了解不太够，然后他所表达的就非常的有问题。
Okay, anyway, that's enough for today.
好，这是我们今天要讲的。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们来低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have to study your word today.
感谢天父让我们有今天的时间来研读你的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit is always faithful to teach us these things.
我们也要感谢圣灵来教导我们所有这今天的讯息。
And pray that as we do get a greater understanding that we can remain firmly on the right side of history.
那我们也祈求我们能够非常的理解今天的讯息，让我们懂得如何站在历史对的一边。
That we can avoid evil.
可以让我们这个避免邪恶。
And get a greater control over our sin nature.
而且能够让我们更好的控制我们的罪性。
And control over our emotions.
也能够控制好我们的情绪。
And then develop a greater capacity for the blessings which you want to give us.
然后让我们能够逐渐的增长我们的能够承受你祝福的能力。
And through which blessings that you give to us, we can see that you will be glorified.
不论你给我们什么样的祝福，我们都希望能够因着你的祝福而荣耀你。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因为耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you everybody. We'll see you next time. Okay, see ya.